Bruce Springsteen smears Trump, again, as racist, treasonous, promises more pre-election ruckus. By Warner Todd Houston on May 29, 2026. Wildly left-wing 1980s rocker Bruce Springsteen taunted Donald Trump and MAGA voters from the stage during his recent tour date in Washington, D.C., and warned he intends to kick his political proselytizing up a notch as we get closer to the 2026 elections. Springsteen has been haranguing about politics from the stage throughout his Land of Hope and Dreams American tour this year, and when he arrived in the nation's capital, he made no exceptions. During his concert on Wednesday night at Nationals Park, the Born in the USA singer, whose last top 40 hit was in 1995, ripped into Trump once again, The Washington Post reported. If you're feeling helpless, if you're feeling hopeless, if you're feeling betrayed, if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling angry, I understand. That's why we're here tonight, Springsteen said from the stage. We needed to come to Washington and feel your strength and your hope and your faith. We needed to bring to your city some strength and some hope and some faith. D.C. was originally going to be the last stop of Springsteen's politically charged 2026 tour. But one date was added in Philadelphia after an earlier cancellation, so the tour will come to a conclusion on Saturday. In other political segments, Springsteen led a chant of "Ice Out" and also yelled "Let 'em hear you at the fucking White House" from the stage. He also promised to make more political ruckus at a festival he is planning to attend in October, just before the 2026 elections. The 76-year-old rocker, though, has taken criticism for his extreme leftism on stage. Last week he was mocked as a billionaire hypocrite for claiming that he is a man of the people, despite being worth $1.2 billion and owning multiple homes. His own hometown newspaper also took a swipe at him for his political ramblings and offering nothing but all hypocritical crap while profiteering over legitimate protest. In addition, one of his own former bandmates, drummer Vinnie Mad Dog Lopez, slammed Springsteen for disrespecting the President of the United States, and said Bruce should show respect to Trump because he is the president whether Bruce likes it or not. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.